Welcome back to the Flat Rate Tech Podcast. Today, we have some email questions. We have some... What else do we have? Some other bullshit, I don't know. We have whatever else comes up, right? So, last week, didn't do a podcast. Didn't have time, okay? This week, I'm doing a podcast. Because I've had a little bit of time. Not much time, but enough time to do a podcast. I don't know when this one's coming out, but right now it's Saturday night. And I'm spending my fucking Saturday night doing a podcast for you ungrateful fucks. So let's get started. What's the point of all these surveys from the factories when they don't fix anything? It seems like most of the surveys they send out from the factory, all they do is ask about how do you like your dealership. Then they'll throw in a question about parts availability. Then ask, how many days a week do you work? Then they'll ask you, would you recommend your dealership to a friend? It's like, hey dude, what the fuck? What do you care about how much I like my dealership? How about you ask me, what do I think about warranty times? Ask me if I think they're fair or not. How about that? These manufacturers build these piece of shit fucking cars and trucks, and we have to fix your fuck ups. And you pay us shit. Ask me what are the main reasons why the technicians want to leave the industry. I'll tell you, it's warranty times. That's one of the reasons. That's the main reason. Why do I get so many questions about my dealership? What the fuck do you care? It's like they're trying to blame the dealership for their fuck ups, you know? It's not our fault. It's your dealership's fault because they make you work 5 days a week. It's because you don't like your manager, that's why. Maybe I don't like my manager. Fix your fucking warranty times. There's some dealerships out there that are trying to help the technicians out with this shit. Wish mine would. With these fucking bullshit warranty times. Some, from what I heard, pay CP time for warranty jobs. To keep the techs happy and productive. How about that, dude? Wow, you know? I don't know how they do it and stay profitable, but hey, sounds good to me, dude. Sign me up. Pay CP times for warranty jobs. I'll do all your fucking recalls. Right? We lost our baseball game today. How about that? I want to know, I've even asked this before, I even made a meme about it, but who the fuck is the guy that does these fucking jobs and makes up the warranty time? They can't do the job one time and say it should pay this. Takes them 2 hours to pull out an axle. And he says, yeah, it should pay 4/10. You know what I mean? Then check alignment, 4/10. What kind of fucking bullshit is that? Check alignment for 4/10? You know what? I bet one day, coming soon to a shop near you, the manufacturers will be wanting videos for all warranty repairs. They'll want us to fucking record what's happening, what's leaking, what's broken, so they can verify you're not full of shit. I bet you it's coming, dude. Must submit at least a 5-minute long 4K video of what, why, when, and how before repair approved. Must submit via email and shrink the video down somehow to some fucking size that fits. I don't know what fucking they call that shit. Video pays 0.2. You know what I'm saying? If the video is not submitted, repair will be denied. You know that shit's coming, dude. All you fucking scumbags out there fucking doing fucking warranty fraud. Claiming oil leaks and just fucking hosing them down. Trying to hit those fucking numbers. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You're being pushed to, right? You're being pushed to do it. You are. You're being forced. It's the economy. It's the manager. It's the numbers. Make up all the excuses. You know, we complain a lot about the dealerships, the shops, but shit. The manufacturers, dude. It's about time we shit on them. You know what I'm saying? Imagine if warranty times were at CP labor times. Bags, dude, right? Recalls if they paid CP time. Bags. I'll happily do recalls. How does an alignment pay 2 hours customer pay, and under warranty it pays 0.4. Tell me that. How many of you did an alignment and test drove the car and the wheel was slightly off to the left or the right? And you did the old fucking turn the wheel all the way one way and fucking give it a good yank. Straighten it out. How many of you did that shit? How many of you did that shit to straighten out that stupid fucking steering wheel because your alignment machine's an old piece of shit that they won't update? How many, dude? Better yet, how many of you heard about somebody doing that and pulling a little too hard and fucking blowing out the cable reel, huh? Fucking airbag light comes on, dude. Seen that? Those old Hondas, man, you give them a good Yankee here. Then you straighten that wheel out and drive. It's fucking straight as an arrow, dude. Send it. Tow and go. Take my class on how to reset radars. I'll be hammered. PayPal me $75 so I can buy a bottle of booze and put on a class for you. Educate. Dude, there's nothing worse than setting up those fucking mats, measuring the floor, setting up the targets, setting up the laptop, trying to get internet, trying to get the cameras to read the targets out in the middle of the shop, blocking techs from pulling in and out of their bays, stopping production to reinitialize fucking cameras for 0.8, dude. Gotta love that shit. 0.8! We should get paid 0.8 for wearing your fucking logo on a shirt, dude. Shit. That's how I feel about that shit. I watched a tech cut a piece of wood off and jam it behind a door panel to fix a rattle. See, a hack or just a MacGyver? Straight time. Rattle fixed. Two before. You know those, speaking of alignments, those new alignment machines where you just slap the sensors on the tires and lock them on? How can that be accurate? No way, dude. How many techs or so-called techs have you seen doing alignments with those and the fucking things are not even centered on the wheel? What about the ones that squeeze down on the rim? How many of you seen motherfuckers squeeze those down on hubcaps? Hubcaps? Bowing the hubcaps like a fucking hard shell taco, dude. How many of you seen that? And they do the alignment and to go test drive it and never come back. You know that shit was off. You also know they didn't test drive it. Hacks, dude. My son pitched today, hit a batter in the arm, almost broke it. He's all right. Speaking of emails, you know, I never come on this podcast and act like I'm the best mechanic or the best diagnostic technician, the smartest person in the industry. Not once have you ever heard me say that. I got an email talking about another podcast and about how they talk like they're the best tech that any shop has ever seen and how they haven't found a shop that's good enough for them, or that's at least how they sound. Look, anybody can come on a podcast and talk like they know everything. You can start your own podcast and talk all the shit you want. You can act like you're the best fucking thing that ever stepped foot on the fucking planet. You can act like you know everything and you can talk about how everything should be. It doesn't matter what you say on a podcast. What matters is what you do. Maybe those technicians are the best. I'm sure they're better than me. You know, I don't even know who they are. But I'll tell you one thing, I lost interest in this shit years ago, buddy. It's just a job to me. I don't talk about what I do in my personal life or my work life on this podcast. It's none of your business, right? Honestly, I'm not trying to be an asshole. What I've done for technicians, whether it's on this podcast or in actual real fucking life, I don't have to talk about on here. I'm not here to try to make myself look better or feel better or act like I'm trying to make things better. I'm here to entertain you guys. That's it. I'm not here to change shit. I'm here to entertain. I do this podcast to entertain technicians like me. That's it. I'm not going to talk about the countless emails I get or the countless amount of people that try to get on this podcast or all the shit that I've actually done for technicians. I'm not going to talk about all that. Talk about who I am. None of that shit fucking matters, dude. Okay? It doesn't fucking matter. I do this shit for fun. Right? I missed last week. I don't give a shit if anybody listens to this. I don't care if I get a certain amount of downloads on Apple so I can be on some chartable list when 85% of my listeners are on Spotify and chartable doesn't even go off of Spotify. You know? People do this shit for numbers, dude. Numbers! That's why they do this shit. Who the fuck cares, dude? I could say whatever the fuck I want on this fucking podcast. I could shit on anybody on this podcast. That's what I like. And you could shit on me. Speaking of that, we'll get to that. Another email. Everybody talks about training and how that could change the industry. I don't believe that. Okay? I don't believe it. I don't believe training is the problem. They say that techs have the opportunity to go to training and they don't. My take on why techs don't go to training is because they don't fucking want to. New technicians want to go to training mainly for the pay raise, if their shop even gives them one. Most say they will, but they don't. Why would you go to training if they don't give you a pay raise when you get back? Of course they're going to pay for the training because they have to. Dealerships need to have a certain amount of trained techs in order to do warranty work. They have to have master techs. Go to any dealership and ask any tech, how many times a week do they think about quitting? And I bet you they're going to say at least 2 times, maybe more. Why is that? Does that have anything to do with training? No. Training's not the problem. Well, it kind of is the problem, because the more you know, the less you make. That's the fucking problem. Once you become master tech, you get all the problem cars that the other technicians can't handle on paper. They're not certified to do EV work, whatever it may be, on paper. But the reality is, they know those jobs don't pay shit. And if those technicians go to training and become master certified, the manager's going to say, well, you do this EV work, and you're highly trained, highly paid, so you should be able to figure out what's wrong with this fucking car within the warranty time. And that doesn't happen, dude. Nobody figures it out within the fucking point fucking eight you get for Diag. Give me a fucking break, dude. Right? Connect the scan tool, run multiple tests, point three, right? Big bags. Yeah, you make $50 an hour, but you spent an hour monitoring PIDs, and you only got paid point three so far. Go get training, it's going to change everything. Meanwhile, the lube tech doing oil changes sold a brake job and a flush. He made 3.8 hours. He makes $25 an hour. All he has is basic online training. You made $15. He made $95, and you still don't know what's wrong with that fucking electrical car. And you have to call tech line and talk to somebody about that shit. Meanwhile, the other tech's got another car making bags. I'm not against training at all. It might seem like it, but I'm not. I'm about the reality of the situation going on in shops right now. The reality is, the more you know, the less you make. Pay needs to change. Technicians go to work to make money, not to go on the internet and talk about how much training they have. If you want to spend 10 hours a day at work away from your wife or your husband and your kids, if you have any, and only get paid for 3 hours worth of work that you completed, then get back on the internet and talk about how everything needs to change because you're highly trained, but you can't turn any hours, but the other techs in the shop turn in 50, 60, 90 hours a week, I think you made a mistake somewhere down the line in your career. I think you're the one doing all the bullshit work in the shop so the other techs can crank out work and make bags. and it pisses you off. And it should, because you did everything you were supposed to do, but you're still making shit hours. Maybe you're behind on bills. I don't know. But guess what? It's not going to change. Productivity is what matters, and you're not very productive because you only turn 25, 30 hours a week. The other techs are tripling that. And they leave early, show up late, take two-hour lunches. And when they get comebacks, they go to you. Because they're too busy making hours for the shop to stop and fix a car that they already got paid to work on. That's what the master tech is there to do. The highly trained, highly experienced, highly paid tech in the shop that can't turn hours because he gets the shit work and all the comebacks. That's the way it's been working for years. That's why those highly trained technicians are fucking pissed off and want to quit the industry. The system is a fucking game. They're all quitting and starting their own mobile tech fucking businesses. That's what's happening. This same email also mentioned that another podcast talks shit about me. How about that? And what I have to say about that is, please do it. There's nothing more that I want than another podcast host talking shit about me. That would make my fucking day, my week, my month, my year. Please do it. Call me out, dude. I live for that shit. I don't know if this is true or not, but I'll hold back until I get further notice. I asked for some evidence, so we'll see if I get it, or if it's just bullshit. Either way, I'm down for some friendly shit talking. Don't leave me out. Fucking right here, dude. Anyways, going back to what I said earlier about how I lost interest in this shit years ago. I really did, dude. I used to be all about working on cars and learning how shit works, figuring out the problems, going to training. Now I don't fucking care, dude. I really don't. I'm good at what I do specifically. I like the people I work for and work with. I make good money where I'm at. Well, I barely make enough to survive where I live. But I get by. And that doesn't mean shit, because shit can change in the blink of an eye, dude. Management can change. Ownership can change. Shit, even dispatcher can change. And that can just fuck everything up. You can't get comfortable. You can't. This industry is stressful. We always say we're going to quit, right? At least once a day to ourselves. I should fucking quit this shit. I think I'm going to quit today. I know I do. But guess what, dude? I don't quit. I keep coming in. I keep coming in every day to suffer. I like to suffer. The fuck did we do? It's all good, though. You know? Crack this beer open. It's all good, man. You know why? Because I'm the best technician in the fucking world, dude. The best. Nobody can read a schematic like I can. Nobody. Just kidding. I'm the worst fucking electrical diagnostic technician you ever fucking met in your life, dude. What would I call myself as a technician? Am I a technician? Am I a mechanic? Am I a fucking electrical genius? What would I call myself? A mechanic? A technician? What else do you guys fucking call yourselves? A podcaster? I don't know. I would say I'm a mechanic. That's what I would call myself. A mechanic. I know the podcast is called Flat Rate Tech Podcast, but Flat Rate Mechanic. That's what I am. Okay? Can I diagnose stuff? Yeah, I can fucking diagnose stuff. Can I read electrical schematics? Barely. I'm retarded, dude. CTE. Brain injury. I can't concentrate long enough to fucking give a fuck about reading a schematic. It takes me so long to diagnose electrical problems. I'm telling you guys the fucking honest truth here. I'm an idiot. Call me what you want. Corky from Life Goes On. Dude, call me what you want, dude. Have my son throw a baseball at you. How about that? Just kidding. I'm a mechanic. That's it. My abilities, I can fix anything, I guess. Maybe. Unless it's electrical. I'm not going to talk about the car I have sitting in my fucking bay. One of my bays. I got three. I'm not going to talk about the car I have in my bay. Okay? I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about how the fucking... I'm not going to go there. But I can't figure it out. And guess what? I'm waiting for the foreman to come and hold my hand and show me what the fuck's going on. There you go. Honest truth right there, right? Now you give me anything else. I bet you I can, after I do a couple of them, I can do them just as fast as anybody else can. That's how I work, you know? Back in the day we were doing, I don't want to talk about that. Yeah, we'll move on. What else do we got? Did you watch the, I know this is fucking late, the Tucker Carlson interview with Putin, your boy Putin? That shit was interesting, dude. The fucking guy gives a complete history lesson on Russia, right? Trying to explain how and why he invaded Ukraine. You listen to him and you're like, well, this guy knows his shit, right? He's smart. Then he says we invaded Ukraine to eliminate the Nazis. And you're like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? Hey, didn't this guy murder so many people that tried to run against him? You shake his hand, you're dead in an hour. Eliminate the Nazis, dude. That shit's fucking old school, man. After he said that, I was like, all right. I almost forgot this guy's insane. He's the king of the lizard people. But at least we got to hear his side, not from some fucking fake news media. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was interesting. No, I'm not with him. It's kind of like podcasting, you know, free media. You can start your own podcast, talk about whatever you want. You can speak your truth until you get a sponsor and they say you can't say that. And you sell out to try to make a quick buck. Dude, I watched a fucking YouTube video. Someone made a YouTube rap song with Trump, Biden, and Tucker Carlson. I think it's called Russia, Russia, Russia or something like that. It's fucking hilarious, dude. What else are we gonna do? F1, dude. F1. So I tried getting out of F1, and here we go, dude. Lewis Hamilton's going to Ferrari. That's big news. Do I think he's gonna win his 8th title? No. But it's still big news. Red Bull's team principal has some allegations against him. I don't know what the fuck is going on. I didn't look into it, but whatever, dude. Always some drama. Do I think Max Verstappen's going to win again? Yes. And again, yes. Max Verstappen is going to win up until Ford starts supplying the powertrain. Then he'll be called into the pits, or the box, is what they call it, to have a recall performed after every fucking lap. Then the pit crew, the mechanics, they're all going to quit because the recalls are bullshit and they don't pay enough. And they're never going to complete a fucking race. Because it's powered by Ford, dude. Recall after recall. That's my outlook for the F1 future. Carlos Sainz will probably go to Mercedes as the number 2 driver. George Russell will be the number 1 driver. He's a good driver, but he's a fucking dork. He's a nerd, dude. We all know it. Good driver, but a fucking dork. Sergio Perez. Let's see. He'll probably go to, I don't know, but he won't be at Red Bull in 2025. Who will be there? Who will be sitting next to Max? Let's see. I would guess the fucking Australian driver at McLaren. Max and the Kangaroo. They should be a team that would work good together. I don't know. I might have to watch F1 this year. So there's my F1 fucking bullshit. Baseball. you know, kind of in the baseball. Trevor Bauer was on fucking, what's his name's podcast? Fuck. He was on PBD podcast. I listen to that all the time. Good shit. He was on the comedian fucking Rat King fucking, I'm losing his name here. What's his fucking name? Oh my God, dude. I'm gonna have to fucking look it up on my phone. What's his name? Theo Von. He was on Theo Von's podcast, Trevor Bauer. That dude needs to play in the MLB, period. He stood up for everything that he felt was right, and he got fucked. If you know about anything about Trevor Bauer, some fucking stupid bitch tried to steal his money by making false claims, false accusations against him, and it was all bullshit, and it was all read out in texts. So, hopefully, a team picks him up, because the dude lost millions of dollars because of some fucking bullshit. And hopefully my team picks him up. Politics, dude. Lizards. What else? Drag racing. I've been watching some drag racing lately. And it's drug money, dude. I said it. If you want to go fast, you need bags and bags and bags and bags. How do you get bags? You sell drugs. Then you launder your money in a racing team. Back in the day, 10-second quarter mile was fucking fast, dude. Fast! Especially in a daily driver. Now they're running 6-second quarter miles and driving the cars across the fucking country to another track to run another 6-second pass. Drug money, dude. If you want to go fast now, you need 300 grand to build a fast car. Then if you want to go fast again, you need $100,000 of spare parts because your shit's going to break. Every time you go down the track, you need a fucking truckload of bags. I miss racing at the track, dude. The car I used to race wouldn't stand a chance against the cars out there now, and neither would my bank account. So it's a hard pass. My recommendation on a hobby that's cheap is fishing. There you go. But then you're going to want to get a boat, so. That's all I got. That's all I got, dude. So far, I like this every other week podcasting. My boy's texting me. Hold up. I like the every other week because I got a lot of shit going on right now. But, right now we're doing every other week. My videos, the shop life, follow it on YouTube, dude. I have 6,000, well, last time I checked I had 6,000 and something followers on fucking Spotify. I got 180 followers on YouTube, dude. Come on, man. Follow the YouTube channel. Follow the YouTube channel, Shop Life. I got, oh shit, I got some really crazy ideas for the videos coming up. I said that on the YouTube channel, or I posted in the community. I'm still learning that shit. But I got some ideas I'm going to come up with, I'm working on, I should say, for the next video. And maybe this might take the videos to a different area, I should say. Still going to do what I do now, what I have been doing. But this idea I came up with, I think it's going to be fucking great. And I think it's going to lead on to more videos like it. But it's going to be hard to do this, so it's going to take a while. And I'm not going to work on anything else. So this next video might take a week or two to come out. I haven't even started it yet, to be honest with you. But I have the idea and I have shit written down. I just got to come up with one specific thing. And once I get that one specific thing figured out, it'll go quick. And it's going to be great, dude. It's going to be funny. It's going to be parody. Okay, remember, all these videos and this podcast Everything's parody. It's everything's comedy. It's everything. Nothing's. What else should I say that's not going to get me in trouble? Parody, right? You know how, I'm not going to say it. Every time I say shit on this podcast, somebody steals shit. So the next video is going to be epic. All right? To me, it's going to be. But whatever. Talk some shit. Bring it. We're all having fun here, dude. Okay? Well, that's all I got for today. Follow the Shop Life YouTube channel. Patreons eliminated. Taxes! Facebook page. Follow that. Instagram, follow that. But mainly follow the YouTube channel, because that's where I'm going to have the most fun. Okay? All right, well, that's all I got. Thanks for listening. Like and subscribe, whatever the fuck. Rate and review. Rate the fucking podcast, dude. I don't even have 200 fucking reviews on Spotify. Over 6,000 fucking followers. Come on, dude. Apple people, I guess, you know, you're there. Rate and review it. There's well over 1,000 of you guys over there. Rate and review! Come on! Step it up, man! I'm a coach! Alright. Thanks for listening. Catch y'all next time.